Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:47 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be talking about special business leaders coming up with editor Bill Roy, a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal in just a few minutes. Now, Steve and Ted, it is time for Three Big Things.
Three.
Impeachment trial continues. House prosecutors today will focus on the second article of impeachment, charging the president with obstruction of Congress.
Two.
Longtime PBS newsman, Wichita native Jim Lehrer, has passed away at the age of 85.
One.
China swiftly building a 1,000-bed hospital entirely dedicated to patients infected with a new virus that has already killed dozens of people. Three Big Things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And this morning in traffic, just continue to avoid the area. We've got a traffic accident on Bonnie, and it's between Oliver and Woodlawn. And police just warning people to stay away from the area. So, stay away from the area again. Bonnie between Woodlawn and Oliver. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And our weather forecast heading into the weekend, clearing off this afternoon. Gusty northwest wind, high 39. A clear sky tonight, overnight low down to 25. And looking ahead for the weekend, pretty good. Partly cloudy, tomorrow a high 46, and then Sunday a high 50. Currently in Wichita, we have cloudy sky, 32 degrees, a wind chill 21. We're on our way to a high of 39 today here on this Friday, January 24th. Coming up Sunday evening, 7 o'clock on KNSS. The weekly edition of the John Whitmer Show on Sunday night. Let's get a preview from the host of said program, Mr. John Whitmer. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning? A chilly, wet morning, but how are you this morning?
A little bit, yeah, a little damp, but it's almost the weekend, so I can deal with it.
Well, and you don't have that, distraction in the studio with you this morning, shall we say.
That is correct, yes. It's just Ted in the morning. The only person I can be angry at is myself, and I won't do that. Hey, you got a big show coming up on Sunday evening, and I know with the state legislature in session, plenty to talk about coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, usually they start off rather slow, but already this session, they're barely into it. They've already had hearings on the constitutional amendment. They're starting their hearings on Medicaid expansion, so they're getting off to a rip-roaring start, the funny part is I'm sure the brakes will hit eventually once they actually have to start working these bills. But they're rapidly moving ahead with the constitutional amendment that's already gone through the committees and will head to the floor of both chambers this week. I don't know if they'll debate them this week, but we will actually have the sponsors of the constitutional amendment on live. We're going to be on the show Sunday, so we'll hear on that. And Medicaid expansion's got its first hearings coming up this week. So already they're working bills.
Now, why is that? What is that party leadership that kind of sets that tone or that pace?
For sure, on the constitutional amendment, that in particular is they wanted that in and out of committees early. And actually, they'd like to get that passed out of both chambers early. And the reason is they don't want that to be able to be used as a bargaining chip.
Okay.
They don't want people to be able to say, well, I'll vote for that if you let me get a pass on the budget or Medicaid expansion. They want people to be on the record voting for that so that they can't use it as a negotiating tool for something later on. So that's why they want that out so that they can't negotiate with it as a leverage later.
And, of course, you mentioned the word budget. That's always a key on everyone's mind when we're talking about putting things together like this.
Yeah, well, and despite her promises during the State of the State, Laura Kelly literally during her State of the State promised tax cuts. 24 hours later, she releases her budget that has $50 million in tax increases on things like, streaming services, Disney Plus, Netflix. I mean, the crying baby Yoda is the perfect example, because your Disney Plus service is going to have a new tax on it. So, she's got a massive increase in taxes. She's got her vision for Robin from Capers and KDOT again. So that budget, now that will not come up anytime soon, because usually the legislature won't take that up until they get the revenue estimates. So that's going to be something for later on this session. But, yeah, it's already ramping up in the legislature.
Sounds good. John, have a great show on Sunday night. Thanks for checking in with us, and it's always good to hear from you.
Appreciate it, brother. Talk to you next week.
All righty. That's the host of the John Whitmer Show, John Whitmer. You can hear his show Sunday nights at 7 o'clock right here on KNSS. We'll take a look at special business leaders. Let's get a local business update from Bill Roy, editor at the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, honoring the 19 men and women who are winners of the 2020 CFO Awards. The winners were chosen for their work to advance the goals of their companies and supporting their industry and their communities. Profiles of all the winners are available in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. 2020 marks the 10th year for the CFO Awards. In that time, the WBJ has recognized 162 financial professionals. The winners come from large and small companies and nonprofits. The class of 2020 includes 10 women and 9 men. The next big WBJ event next month, we present the HR Professional Awards. And this week, the Biz Talk with Bill Roy podcast features a discussion on the layoffs at Spirit AeroSystems and the impact they might have on Wichita. Aerospace reporter Daniel McCoy joins me to talk about other layoffs that are happening and how soon some of the laid-off workers might be able to return to Spirit as production on the 737 MAX resumes. Podcast available at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, any discussion these days that involves the aviation industry here in the area is certainly worth listening to and trying to figure out how to get things done.
Yeah, Daniel has really been working hard on this story. There are new developments every day, and
right.
He's got a lot of good analysis that he shares with us, and some of the things he thinks might happen here in the next few months or so.
Excellent. That's good listening.
Yeah.
Yep. It's 8:54 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Well, we are heading into the weekend, Bill Roy. What does
yes.
Mrs. Roy have planned for you?
Oh, I got projects. I'll tell
okay,
you that.
All right.
I got all sorts of projects, so we'll be hitting those all around the house, and hopefully all of them inside rather than outside. So.
There you go. Yeah, well, it's not supposed to be too bad this weekend. Did you hit any snow last night?
A little bit. We had a little bit of snow over here on the west side, but, of course, not much to really talk about. It didn't stick much.
And, of course, we're 9 days out from the Super Bowl, so, you're starting to get point here where you probably won't sleep much in the next 9 days.
I got to go find a Chiefs flag to be able to fly outside the doorway here.
I can't believe you don't have one already.
I know it. I've got that K-State flag, but I haven't had a Chiefs flag for a long time, so I got to get a new one.
Well, you should have been hinting at that for a Christmas present. It's too late now.
Yeah, I messed up that one, didn't
I? All right. Bill, have a great weekend. Thanks for checking in with us.
Thanks, man. We'll see you. You too.
You got it. That's Editor Bill Roy with a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. As we are heading into the weekend, it is Friday, January 24th. Glad to have you with us here on KNSS on this Friday morning. Of course, we've got all sorts of great programming coming your way. Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. Big day. We'll be back, of course, next week at 6 o'clock, 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Farming isn't just your life.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.